Somebody answer the door.
Hey, Chip, Dad wants you to answer the door.
I am. Where are the Ace Horse?
Hey, get the door! If it's Jean, tell her I'll be right down.
Hi. Is this the Douglas residence?
Yes, sir.
Well, is the lady of the house in?
Bob, somebody wants to see you.
Cooked the dinner, cleaned the house, washed the dishes, answered the door. I don't know what they do around
here. Madam, I know you're simply going to... Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Oh, that's all right. It happens all the time. What you peddling?
Well, cosmetics.
Oh, boy. Have you got the wrong house?
Oh?
I'm the nearest thing to a lady around here. Come back when somebody's married.
Yes, I'll do that, sir.
That'll be nice.
Bob, I can only find one black sock.
I just wash them. I don't pair them up.
Hey, Robbie, you have any of my black socks in your room?
I don't know. I just wear them. I don't check the colors.
Thanks a lot.
Dad, where are the Azores?
Probably right where you threw them.
Is it in the ocean someplace? A good enough answer?
Well, that's a good start, but... Here, why don't you take a look and see if they aren't still around Portugal somewhere.
Hey, that's mine. I got it. I got it. That's mine.
I've got it, Robbie.
Give me the phone.
I got it now.
Does it have to be two falls out of three every time the phone rings around here?
Your grandfather's right. I'll take it.
I'm expecting a call, Dad.
Well, so am I.
Hello. Who? Yes, he's here.
I told you it was for me.
No, it's for me.
It's for Chip.
Chip?
Me?
It's a girl.
Jeepers, does everybody have to look? Hello? Where'd you get my phone number? What do you want?
Chip.
We're supposed to study from page 11 to page 13. Goodbye.
Hey, Chip, who's your girlfriend?
She's not my girlfriend.
Are you engaged yet?
You know what you are, Robbie Douglas? You're a great big dumb.
Don't have to get sore. We're only kidding. Sure we are, Chip. When are you getting engaged?
Come on, look out. You're going to tear his shirt.
Jeepers, maybe he is engaged.
I said knock it off, Robbie. Now stop.
That's
enough.
Well, jeepers, tell him to quit. The dumb girl.
Chip, why don't we go out and give Bub a hand with the dishes, huh?
The great big dumb.
What surprises me, Robbie, is how a guy with feet as big as yours keeps putting them in his mouth.
Well?
You're dry.
Okay. Wait a minute. Chip, who was the girl on the phone just now?
Nobody.
What do you mean nobody? She must have a name.
Dumb Doreen Peters.
Doreen Peters, huh? You were sort of rude to her on the phone. What's the matter? Don't you like her?
If she were a bug, it sure would be fun to step on her.
What did she do? Beat you out of something or throw you out at first base or what?
Worse than that, she hangs around all the time, makes goof eyes at me.
Goof eyes?
Yeah, every time I turn around, she's looking straight at me with her clunky old eye.
How do you mean?
Like this.
Goof eyes. Well, Chip, I think you ought to feel flattered. Sounds like this girl has a crush on you.
No, she hasn't. She's in love with me.
You know?
Sure, she tells everybody. Last Valentine's Day, everybody gave each other a nickel Valentine. And she gave me a 50-cent one.
Greater love hath no woman.
Huh?
Nothing. I can see you have a problem, Chip. You probably get embarrassed when she does these things in front of your friends.
The guys call me Hot Lips Douglas.
Hot Lips Douglas? Well, I don't think this is any reason to be unkind to Doreen.
Yeah, but who wants to get married in the second grade?
Well, she wants to get married, huh?
Sure, if I hadn't kicked her in the knee a couple times, we would have been married in the first grade.
Mr. and Mrs. Peters announced the marriage of their daughter Goof Eyes to Hot Lips Douglas. Well, I can understand you not wanting to get married, Chip, at least for a year or two. So if you want to avoid her, and I gather you do, I do it in a way that... Well, so you don't hurt her feelings, you know? I mean, I wouldn't do any more of this kicking her in the knee.
But jeepers, I want to get her...
What is a gentleman?
A kind man, Dad.
That's right. And do you think you're being kind to Doreen Peters?
I get sick to my stomach just when you say her name.
Now, look, Chip. Why don't you try being patient with Doreen? At least for a little while. She'll get over this.
When?
Well, I couldn't tell you exactly, but she will. How about giving it a try?
Well, okay.
Good. You'll just have to remember, Chip, that we handsome Douglases are always going to have this little problem.
Yeah. It's a real drag, isn't it?
How am I going to get the paper? With a sky hook?
If you go out there, she'll ask you if I'm home, and you'll have to say yes, and I'll have to go out there and talk to her.
Ooh.
That dumb Doreen Peters.
Well, now, what's wrong with her? She looks pretty cute to me.
Boy, have you got busted eyes.
Yeah? Well, when it comes to looking at women, my eyes are as good as... Uh-oh, the cat's out of the bag now. Your father's home.
Is he talking to her?
Okay, Hal, see you tonight. Thanks for the ride. Hello there.
Hello, are you Chip's father?
Yes, I am.
How do you do? I'm Doreen Peters.
Oh, yes, I've heard about you. How are you, Doreen?
I've been to the store.
Yes, I see you have.
If you tell Chip to come out here for a minute, I'd holler, only it isn't ladylike.
Well, Doreen, I'm not sure whether Chip is home or not.
Yes, he is. He keeps peeking out the window.
Oh, he does. Well, in that case, I'll get him right away.
Thank you.
Come back here, you coward.
Chip, go down with me. Go out there.
Chip, you'd better go out there and talk to Doreen.
See? Do I have to, Dad?
Yes, you have to. She seems like a very nice little girl. And she saw you peeking out the window, so you go out there and see what she wants.
She never wants anything. All she ever does is...
Chip?
I'm going.
Don't forget your promise. You be sure and say something nice to her.
That's using the old child psychology.
Oh, sure. You tell them what to do, and they do it.
I didn't take long.
You're sure you said something nice to her?
Sure.
Like what, for instance?
I told her she had a swell-looking bag of groceries.
At least he didn't kick her in the knee.
Chip, this is the last thing I'm going to say to you on the subject of Doreen. If she comes up to you at school or if she calls you on the phone, you'll be nice to her. And if she comes over here, you go out and talk to her. And none of this swell-looking bag of groceries stuff.
But jeepers. Okay, Dad.
Have I the Douglas word on it?
Okay.
Aren't hands, that's a bacteria farm.
How come Dad isn't here?
He's having dinner with Hal and Nancy Mosby.
Are they still trying to find him a wife?
Yeah, he's the kind of a guy that hates to be trapped. He'll be a bachelor for quite a while yet.
What's a bachelor?
That's a man who thinks before he acts.
And then doesn't act.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
Steve? Hmm? This is Pamela McLish. Hi. Pam, this is Steve Douglas. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Pam.
I've heard many nice things about you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, shall we go in?
Douglas, that's Scottish, isn't it?
Well, about as Scottish as they come.
McGliss certainly is.
Certainly is. Well, what do you know? That gives us something in common.
Yeah, what do you know?
Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Chip. Hello, Doreen.
Hello, Mr. Douglas. Your son and I are having a little talk.
Yeah, well, so long, Doreen.
Oh, that's all right, Chip. You can stay out for a while.
Gee, your father sure is handsome.
Yeah, that's a problem us Douglases have got.
Hello? Oh, just a minute. It's that dame you met last night. Want me to unload her?
Oh, I'll talk to her. Hello, Pam.
Hello, Steve. Look, I, well, I don't usually call men up, but, well, sometimes a girl just gets in the mood to cook a meal. Well, the refrigerator's just bulging with all the essentials, so why don't we include you?
Well... Yes? Oh, pardon me, Pam. Yes, Chip?
I've been polite to her for a long time now, and I'm getting a headache from it.
All right. You've done fine.
Go on home, Doreen!
Yeah. I'm sorry, we're having a little trouble with our diplomacy. Yes, it is kind of short notice, but that's all right, except, well, I'm not sure what Bob has planned for dinner tonight.
Well, it was just a thought. I'm not having anything fancy.
Well...
Are you going out?
I don't know.
Why don't you find out and then call me back?
Oh, no, I didn't mean I don't know. I...
What about my dinner?
It'll be all right.
Good. Shall we say about 7:30 then?
Well, when I said it'd be all right, I meant it'll be fine. 7:30. Fine. Goodbye, Pam.
But I made goulash and noodles.
Well, it won't go to waste. You know that. The kids will eat it.
That's like corner down three manholes.
Well, I couldn't very well get out of it. You heard how it happened. I got trapped.
Yeah, by a real expert.
Oh, come on now. I'm sure the only thing she has on her mind is cooking dinner for a few friends.
That's what they said about Lucretia Borgia. The next time I plan a meal around here, I'm going to throw it out in the first place.
Boy, he's really sore.
No, he's not really sore, Chip. Your granddad's quite a guy.
If you're not poisoned by the time you get home, you might find a hunk of my pecan layer cake in the ice.
Hi.
Hello, Pam.
Come on in.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you.
Well, nice to see you.
May I take your hat?
Yes.
Oh, I hope you brought your appetite.
Oh, I brought it.
Good.
Uh-oh. Goof eyes. Am I early?
No, you're right on time.
Well, then the others are late, huh?
Others?
Well, I somehow had the impression there were going to be other people.
Oh, well, I guess I ought to be more careful how I phrase things. Was that your father-in-law who answered the phone when I called you?
Yes, it was.
Did I hear you call him Bub?
Oh, Mike started that when he was little. Every time he tried to say Grandpa, it came out Bub, and, well, he called him Bub ever since.
How long has it been? Well, how long have you been a widower?
6 years.
It's a long time.
Yes, I guess it is. That's a nice view you have.
Yes, that's why I took this apartment. The view.
Isn't that the gas company on the left?
To me, they're just lovely lights. I hope you like candlelight.
Oh, sure. Comes in handy in case of a power failure.
Sit down, Steve. Now, what shall we talk about?
Well, how about baseball for a start?
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Boy, you sure slept late today, huh?
Well, that's what Saturday's for.
Big party last night?
No. I misunderstood somewhere, and it ended up just the two of us. Uh-huh. We had dinner in her apartment, and then we went to a movie, and then I came home.
Just the two of you, huh? Suppose you ate by candlelight.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did.
Soft music?
Well, it wasn't too loud.
I noticed you didn't eat any of my pecan layer cake when you came home last night. Lucretia must be a pretty good cook.
Yeah, she's a pretty good cook. Oh, of course, not half as good as you, Bob. And her name's not Lucretia, it's Doreen. I mean,
what'd you have?
You know, it was so dark, I don't remember.
How about dessert?
No, thanks, Bob, not for breakfast.
I mean last night.
Oh. Gee, you know, I've forgotten. I barely tasted it.
Oh, candlelight, soft music. That sounds kind of romantic. What album did she play? Something to trap a husband by?
Look, Bob, I think I'm old enough to know when a woman is trying to, as you say, trap me into marriage. And you know something? You're right. I think maybe she was. So there won't be any more candlelight dinners with Pamela McLeish.
Dad?
Hmm?
When the letter says, Master Chip Douglas, does that mean it's for me?
Sure, it's for you. Here, I'll open it for you.
If it's from school, I knocked Charles Terry into the drinking fountain by accident.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's an invitation. It says your presence is desired as partner to Miss Doreen Peters at the pre-junior teen dance and so forth. Signed by Doreen's mother.
I don't want to go.
Of course you want to go. Here, look, it says they're going to have refreshments and their orchestra and everything.
Can't I go alone?
Well, almost. You might have to dance a couple of dances with Doreen.
I won't dance with that clunky girl. I don't know how to dance, and I'm not going to learn neither. You can hit me and throw rocks at me and cut my ears off and throw me down a well, and I still won't learn.
That's pretty good. Come on, Chip, relax. One, two,
which one is Catherine Murray?
You be quiet.
Don't bother us now, Robbie. He's still got the bunny hug to learn.
Hey, fellas, would you mind holding it down a little? And, Mike, I told you to get off that phone. Somebody just might want to call us, you know.
Well, you sure have been a sorry lately, Chip.
Lay off, will you? This guy's got a lot on his mind. And answer the door.
Come in.
I could have done that.
Dad's
trying to rest, dummy.
Yeah, Dad was up. He was pretty mad.
I'm
Pamela McLeish. I just brought something for Mr. Douglas.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, for goodness sakes, the fella tries to take it. Oh, Pamela.
Hi, Steve.
I was just taking a... have you met the family?
Well, no,
That's the boy's grandfather, Bob. It's Pamela McLeish.
How do you do?
Hello, Bob.
Chip, the little one there.
Hi.
You need a haircut.
Oh, come on, you're putting me on.
And Mike. Mike.
What?
And then Robbie.
How do you do?
Stuff your shirt in. Won't you sit down? Get out of there, Trent.
I can only stay a minute.
I'm sorry about the way the house looks. It doesn't always look like this.
Oh, it has a nice lived-in look. That's the way it should be. Steve, Remember how much you said you liked my cake last night?
Oh, yes. Did I?
You not only said it, you ate three big pieces.
Three, huh?
So, I thought maybe the boys might like to share it with you.
That sounds good. What kind is it?
Pecan layer. Here, you take it. I'm sure you'll know what to do with it.
Take this out of the kitchen, will you? Well, it's very nice of you, Pamela. Thank you.
Well, that's all I came for. Oh, Chip, didn't I see you dancing when I came in just a few minutes ago?
Yeah, I gotta go to a stupid dance with a clunky girl.
Yeah, a week from tonight, Chip is going to his first dance with a charming young girl.
I sure rather go alone.
Well, you've got to have a partner, doesn't he, Pamela?
Of course he does.
Hey, why don't you come along so Dad'll have a partner, too?
Is that an invitation?
Sure, huh, Dad?
Well, sure. But, maybe she has something else planned for that night.
No, no. As a matter of fact, I don't have a thing planned.
I'd love to.
Hey, worked out pretty good. If you weren't coming along, Dad would have to stay in the car and listen to the ball game.
They adorable?
Yes. How did the first dance go?
Wonderful.
Is it time to go home yet, Dad?
Well, not quite yet, Chip.
Doreen, would you like to go with me and comb our hair?
All right. Don't you go away, Chip. I don't want to miss a single dance.
We'll be right back.
That lady makes goof eyes of you too, huh, Dad?
Yes, she does, sort of.
If she was a bug, would you step on her?
Well, let's put it this way, Chip. If anybody's going to be making goof eyes, I want to be the one to do it.
But you have to be kinder, don't you?
Well, yes.
Because you're a gentleman?
That's right, Chip.
Dad, is it being kind to someone to pretend you like them when you don't?
No, I don't suppose it is, Chip.
Don't you think we ought to do something about it?
Yes, I guess maybe we ought to. But we'll have to do it diplomatically.
Swell, when they get back, let's kick them both in the knee and go to a baseball game.
That isn't exactly what I meant. Well, as you said, we have to do it like gentlemen. I mean, so we don't hurt their feelings. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
It's sort of fun being in the same kind of trouble together, ain't it?
Isn't it? Got my key. This nightlife's a little too much for him.
How'd it go tonight?
Oh, fine.
You two going to double date again?
Oh, you're awake. I'm going to put you down. You're getting heavy, man.
Dad, me got rid of Doreen, that lady, for good.
Shooting or drowning?
Talk and decided we ought to do something about the situation.
How do you go about unloading women, in case I should ever have the problem?
It's real easy. All you have to say is, thanks for the dance. I'm sorry I can't see anymore, because I think he gave me a rash.
Is that what you said to Doreen?
Sure, you said to be polite.
You did great, right up to the word rash.
How'd you get rid of that Pamela?
Would you believe it, Bob? They had a 7-piece orchestra for just these little kids.
Well, what'd you say to her?
As a matter of fact, it was 8, counting the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Chip, looks like you're the only one that got rid of any women.
Dad told her, didn't you, Dad?
Well, the opportunity just didn't come up.
Jeepers, you mean didn't tell her?
No, but I will, Chip. Sure he will, Chip. Well, I said I would, didn't I? As a matter of fact, I've already made an appointment with her for that express purpose.
When?
Come on, Chip.
When?
7:30 Friday night.
Is she going to cook for you?
Good night, Chip.
Soft music?
You find no wake rock.
Candlelight? Candlelight?
You know what you are, Michael Francis O'Casey. You're a great big dumb.
Thank you.